can get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Medical School Campus Public Infrastructure District. Today's December 30th. It is 10:26 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Greg, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Greg Stewart. Name and what?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Shelly Sumbot.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So with that, board, we'll go to our two public hearings that we need to hold, and we'll do those jointly. One's to amend the 2025 budget. The other is to talk about the adoption of the 2026 budget. So, board, if I could get a motion to open the public hearing.
I motion that we open the public hearing.
Thanks, Greg. Shelley, can I get a second?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. I second.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, board. So now we're in a public hearing, a joint public hearing to discuss the 2025 budget amendment and the 2026 final budget. So Chevy, you want to walk through those for us?
Yep, I will. Thank you. So board, no changes to this budget document from what we reviewed at the last meeting, but I'll just do kind of a quick refresher here and point out the 2025 amendments as well. So starting with the district's general fund, no amendment needed here for 2025. For 2026, setting a total budget of just under $53,000 to cover your annual costs for accounting, legal and management, as well as auditing and insurance. It is anticipated that kind of funds on hand plus the annual administrative carve out once those property taxes are received would cover those costs next year. Next page is the debt service fund. Here we do need a slight budget amendment, just the transfer for the administrative carve outs a little bit higher than what was originally budgeted. So amending from $2,168,700 to $2,169,150. And then for 2026, revenues about $710,000 represents the 2025 property taxes to be collected and available for the 2026 budget year. And then for expenditures, just under $2.3 million. There's a scheduled interest payment on the bonds. And then 2026 also has the first principal payment on those bonds for about $180,000. So those will be paid with the property tax revenues, plus the surplus fund will be used to kind of make those payments as well. And then capital projects fund also need a 2025 budget amendment here, just showing kind of all remaining available funds to be spent in 2025. So we had original budget of zero and amending to $172,000. Any questions here?
No.
No.
Okay.
All right. I do not see any members of the public. So with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Greg.
I second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, board. Next up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on the 25th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I did.
Okay.
They look accurate to me.
Great. Could I get a motion to approve, Greg?
I make a motion that we approve that the board meeting minutes.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. So here is our first resolution.
This is just... Michael, can I ask you a question? Can you go back to that last page?
Yep.
For some reason, I thought the board meeting was on like the 17th of December, not November 25th.
You're correct. I think that was when we had originally planned. So yeah. I'll just update that. Your motion covers it because you just said the meeting.
All right.
So we'll fix that part. So
okay. Thank you.
Yep. No problem. All right, so this just adopts the amendment to the budget. That's all this resolution's doing. Just says we had
Okay.
last year's budget, needed to amend it. So if I could get a motion to approve resolution 2025-02.
I make a motion that we approve resolution 2025-20-02.
Thanks,
I
Greg.
second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. So here is the one where we're going to adopt 26. Down here is the most important. We're keeping the 15 mils in place. So with
Okay.
that, if you guys are good, if I could get a motion to approve resolution 2025-03.
I make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-03.
I second.
Great. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Let me get back to the agenda. All right. Annual meeting schedule. All right. So this is the proposed meeting schedule. This is what we followed in 25, which is the last Tuesday of the month. So again, we need to post something on the public notice website as far as the meeting schedule. We can make changes so this isn't locked into place permanently. So, if there's a month that works or doesn't work, we can always make those changes.
I'm in favor of that as long as we can make changes. I would prefer that we have this last meeting, maybe not on the 29th of December, but maybe the 15th or something like that, if that's okay. But if you need to publish something, as we did this year, we can, I'm assuming we can change it. Is that
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. So
Yeah.
here's what I think. If you're good with this, Greg, we'll keep this in place. And then at this November 24th meeting,
Yes.
we can make the decision on what time in December will work.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes. And
Okay.
yeah, let's do that.
Because we'll cover the tentative budget here on the 24th. And typically, as part of that, we'll say when we're going to have the public hearing. As part of the motion to approve the tentative budget. So that'll be easy right there to remember we need to make a change.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
So could I get a motion to approve this as our 2026 meeting schedule?
Yes, I make a motion that we approve this document as our 2020, tentative 2026 meeting schedule.
Perfect. Thanks, Greg.
Shelley?
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next two is for Shelby. So Shelby.
All right. So, board, first item I have to share, so I'm trying to get this going, is our SOW. So we just ask for an annual renewal of our engagement with the district. No change to the scope or deliverables that CLA would provide for the district. The one change that is in this SOW from prior years is that we're proposing fixed fees. Since the scope is pretty steady here, it's known, the timing of things is largely known as well. Are just proposing this to kind of simplify billing both for CLA and then for you as well. This would just be billed in equal monthly installments. So you'd also, kind of know off the top of your head if it's in budget or not, since it would be the same each month. So this is
Shelby, how does that compare? Is that pretty close to what we've been paying the last
yep.
couple of years?
Yep, Greg. So this would be 19,050. There's also a
Okay.
5% fee, so that puts us right at 20,000. For
Okay.
2025, we're projecting about 19,200. 2024 was a little bit higher. That was really just due to kind of timing of when we got work billed.
Yeah.
Just I think we had some AR hold issues on our side there with timing of payment. So still consistent, just a slight increase from this current year.
Okay.
Any questions or concerns?
No, I'm good with that.
Okay, if I could get a motion then to approve CLA's 2026 engagement.
I make a motion that we approve CLA's 2026 engagement.
Thanks, Greg.
I second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so Shelby and I talked before. Haney and Company is the one doing our audit. We want to keep using them since they're familiar with the district, the 25 audit, because we had done 23, 24 last year. 25 should be a lot easier. We're going to get them the materials they need mid-February to early March. That way they can get it done by the June 30th deadline. So our recommendation is that we use Haney and Company again. You guys good with that?
I'm good with that.
No, that's
Okay.
great.
Could I get a motion then to engage Haney and Company as the district auditors? Shelby and I'll get their engagement letter. We'll get it over to you guys to sign.
Yeah, I make a motion
I'm
that we continue to use Haney and Company during night 2026 as the auditor for the district.
Okay, thanks,
I
Greg.
second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, last thing. Every year we have to do the open and public meetings training. And so this will count for 2026. The state auditor actually reviews this. They make the outside auditors make sure we have this. So give me 5 minutes and we'll get the training out of the way. So. All right, Utah, we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which means we have to conduct all of our business for the district in an open and public setting. We have to allow the public to participate and to attend. We have to allow for public comment. So typically, we're going to say up to 3 minutes. Greg, as chair, you have the ability to set whatever time you want, less or more. Most of the boards I've sat on, the county council, all the boards have been 3 minutes. So that's kind of be the standard. But it's up to you to decide ultimately.
And so decide 3 minutes for what? To
Public
discuss
comment that they
public
can
comments.
come talk about anything related to the district they want to come talk about. So
Okay.
rare. I don't think we'll ever have anybody, but just in case, you
Right.
never know. So. Okay, so in order to conduct district business, we have to have a quorum. So obviously, two of the three, and thank you two for always being here. How is John, by the way?
John's good. He just got back. In fact, I tried to call him this morning
Oh.
to see if he would join us, and I didn't get through. I got a text from him telling me that he was in a meeting. So, but he seems to be doing pretty well. I,
Good.
you
Not
know, this is being
getting blown up, obviously.
well, yeah. But I'm like, it could happen any minute, right?
Yeah,
So.
yeah.
But
Every time
he
I hear
doesn't.
about that going off in Kiev, I think about
Yeah,
him.
he just doesn't seem affected by it in any way. So,
Well, he must love it. So,
everybody has their own deal.
yep. All right. So we have to post an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. The website is the central hub for all governmental entities in Utah. So the public can go on the website, look up any governmental entity. They can sign up to get alerts for the district. So whenever we post anything to the district's account, those email alerts get sent out. That way the public can plan to participate. They know what's going on. And that's why we have to have that meeting schedule. When we do post to the And to the public notice website, we have to post the agendas. So on the agendas, we need to have the date, time, and the place for the meeting. And the agendas need to have what's called reasonable specificity. So we'll take today's agenda as an example. We have two resolutions. We have to list those as budget resolutions. We couldn't just list generic, we have resolutions. We have to tell them what kind of resolution. So that's kind of the specificity that we need. We have to also put the Zoom or Teams link on there. That way the public can participate. We also list Christy's phone number on there. That way, if they can't get their, internet to work, they could call in. Christy would be able to patch them in, put them on, conference call. That way they could participate through the conference call. We have an electronic meetings policy. That's what allows us to conduct our meetings electronically. The caveat with that is that we will always need to have someone at the anchor location. So Christy covers that for us. None of the board has to be at the anchor location, just somebody representing the district has to be there. So for notices, we have to give a 24-hour notice for a regular or a special meeting. And for public hearings, we need to have a 7-day notice. We keep minutes, so we record all of the meetings. We have to keep written minutes. The recordings have to be posted and uploaded within 3 days after the meeting. And the written minutes, once they're approved as final minutes, we have 3 days to post those. And the written minutes are the ones that are considered to be the official minutes of the district. There is a potential we could go into a closed session, super rare for our kind of a district, but there would be a chance that we could. It would take two-thirds of the board to approve going into a closed meeting. The board has to say why we're going into a closed meeting. We have to disclose. And here are the reasons we could go into a closed session. So if we wanted to discuss strategy related to collective bargaining, or if we have any pending or reasonably imminent litigation, if we're going to sell, exchange, purchase, lease any property, including water rights, water shares, if we're going to do any appraisals, we could go into close to talk about our strategy. We don't want to give away any pricing, what we're going to bid, anything like that. We could also close if we were going to deploy any security measures, so any personnel, devices, or systems related to the district. If we were going to conduct any investigations, any proceedings into any allegations of criminal misconduct. So, if you remember, we have a fraud risk hotline and a fraud reporting policy. So, if we were going to do anything, say somebody said, hey, something's going on with the district, we could go into a closed session to discuss those things and figure out how we were going to move forward. We could also close if somebody were trying to use the procurement code or the grandma system to find out what's going on back to the development company. That way, we don't give any commercial trade secrets, any information relating to the development company, commercial stuff that might try to get back Greg figuring out what your guys' plans are or what your strategies are going forward, or to try to get any personal information from anyone over at the development side. We could go into a close to discuss those. I'll just tell you up front, Matt's going to always say no from the legal counsel side, so we'll be covered, but we would be able to go into a closed session for that. Things we cannot close for is eventually the board will convert over to an elected board. So when that happens, we could not close to discuss any vacancies, conduct any interviews. All of those things would have to be done in a public setting. We cannot take any official actions in a closed session, so no approval of resolutions, ordinances, rules, regulations, contracts, or appointments. We could discuss them. If we wanted to take any formal action, we would have to come out of the closed session into an open session and then make a motion. And what we would do is use very generic terms. We're going to approve the agreement we talked about in the closed session. That would be the motion, just not describing what actually took place specifically in the closed session. We do keep recordings and minutes of closed sessions, but they are held closed. The only way somebody could get access to them is if they went to court to get a court order, and a judge would have to release those after he or she weighed the, what was in the close. Did they do it correctly? If they did, then no, public, you don't get access to it. I personally have never seen a judge open a public or a closed session before. So, all right, that's your training for the year. Any questions?
No, thank you for that.
No.
Okay. All right. You guys need anything from us?
I don't
No.
think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Thanks as always, Michael, for keeping us on task here. We appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome. So I will send out quarterly info probably in the next few weeks. That way we can get the quarterly report done, Greg. So
Okay.
just look for that from me. So.
I move then that if there's nothing else, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Great, thanks.
I second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right.